This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, Alfredo Corchado has made a career of reporting on government corruption, drug cartels, and murder in his native Mexico. Now the Dallas Morning News journalist shares some of the lessons he's learned in his new memoir, Midnight in Mexico. That's in just a few minutes. First, though, we want to talk a little bit more about those protests that have erupted throughout Brazil. Joining us to talk about some of the music that's inspiring the protests is Jasmine Garst. She co-hosts NPR's Alt Latino. Welcome back to the program, Jasmine.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's take a step a moment. Let's take a couple steps back. What is it that makes something a protest song as opposed to just a topical song? How does it then become a protest?
Sure. Well, I think it's music that is challenging power, is speaking truth to power, music that is telling stories that people in positions of power don't necessarily want to come out into the air. And I think one great example is Brazilian singer Chico Buarque. Back in 1973, Brazil was under the fist of a pretty brutal, repressive dictatorship. And he came out with a song alongside Milton Nascimento, which is called Cálice. And in this song, it's talking about a Bible story, but it also is talking about repression. And he does tell the story of an activist who was a political prisoner and who was killed in a very brutal way. And he was censored on several occasions.
Well, let's take a listen to this song.
De que me vale ser filho da santa? Melhor seria ser filho da outra. Outra realidade menos morta. Tanta mentira, tanta força bruta.
Pai, pai, afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
Pai,
afasta de mim esse cálice.
De vinho tinto de sangue.
What makes this a classic? Why has this particular song endured decades after it was written?
Well, first of all, it's beautiful. Like all of Chico Buarque's music, it's musically very gorgeous. But the lyrics they have such profundity. He's talking about the chalice. He's talking about the gospel narrative of when Jesus says the Gethsemane prayer. But in Portuguese, chalice, cálice, sounds a lot like shut up. Cálice. So he keeps saying chalice, 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 cálice, cálice, cálice. And you have to forgive me, I speak Portuguese like a Spanish speaker. he's basically saying chalice, 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 shut up, shut up, shut up. And he's also telling this narrative. There's one very dark line in which he says, I want to sniff diesel fuel.
Quero cheirar fumaça de óleo diesel.
Cálice.
Me embriagar até que alguém me esqueça.
And he's talking about political prisoner Stuart Angel, who was killed by being forced to inhale.
Oh, it's a horrible way to
car
die.
Exhaust. Yeah.
So let's talk about the protests that are happening now in Brazil and what songs have emerged. Has there been sort of a theme song of these protests?
Yes, it would seem that the theme song is called Vem Pra Rua, and it's by this band Orapa. That's O-R-A-P-P-A. And this seems to have emerged as a theme song of the protest movement.
Okay, well, let's take a listen.
Vem, vamos pra rua, pode vir que a festa é sua, que o Brasil vai estar gigante, grande como nunca se viu. Vem, vamos com a gente, vem torcer, vou lá pra frente, sai de casa, vem pra rua, pra maior arquibancada do Brasil.
Oddly enough, this song, it got its start in a Fiat commercial, the
yes.
car company. How did yes. it then become a theme music for protests?
Well, it was part of, ironically, it was part of a Fiat commercial, which Fiat released looking forward towards the Confederation Cup, which is kind of the rehearsal, you could say like the dress rehearsal
for the
World Cup. And the song, it's saying, come out into the streets. And, you know, it's all Fiat talking about soccer. And I think people, Brazilians, were just kind of like, oh, you want us to come out into the streets? Oh, we'll come out into the streets. You know, in the lyrics, they say Brazil is going to be a giant like you've never seen it. But it took a whole nother meaning. And yeah, people have been singing it on the streets. And the singer totally has come out embracing that it's the song of the movement, even though, yeah, it was a Fiat commercial.
Well, Brazilians love their music. You've brought more examples with you. Let's take a listen to the next one. I do not speak Portuguese, and in a million years, if you had me listen to this, I would never guess it was a protest song.
Well, it started off, this is Brazilian samba and popular music singer Elsa Soares, and the song is called Opinião, or Opinion. And, you know, it's a very feisty song. You know, they're saying, she's saying, you can hit me, you can starve me, I'm not going to change my opinion. And she recently performed it live, and she changed the last two lines to 20 centavos, eu não pago. No. 20 cents, I'm not going to pay that. And she's referring to what sparked the protest, which is the 20-cent hike in public transportation.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Jasmine Garst about some of the music that protesters in Brazil are singing and listening to. I wonder... is there music that is organically coming from the protests themselves, or is most of this stuff that's been repurposed by protesters?
No, there is. Actually, I did bring you a song that was written specifically for this protest movement. It's called As Coisas Não Caem do Céu, and it's by an artist called Leone.
Será que a gente se esquece ou nunca chegou a saber que esse mundo é nosso quando a gente toma posse, arregaça as mangas e faz o que tem que fazer. Porque todo mundo reclama do que lê de manhã no jornal. Mesmo sem mexer um dedo, se acha no direito de se achar acima, muito acima de tudo que é mal.
Tell me about this one. What is he saying?
He's saying the title of the song means things don't fall from the sky. And what he's saying is, you know, one of the lyrics in the song is, why is it that people wait? Things don't just fall from the sky. And what he's saying to Brazilian young people is, if you want something, you have to go get it. And that's what's happening in Brazil now. I mean, people want change. People want Brazil to be a different kind of country. And they're... He also says in the song, rolling up their sleeves and going to get it.
So that seems to be a theme in much of this music that people are being inspired by is, personally, you get out of your house and go fight for what you want.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Jasmine Garst, co-host of NPR's Alt Latino, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.